Three monsters come in and crush everything and talk about a movie. This is Rampage on Stinker Madness.
What's that smell?
I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty as fuck. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty as fuck.
Hey, look at me!
Thrill me.
If you come back in here, I'm gonna hit you with so many rights, you're gonna beg for a left.
Thrill me.
Beg for a left.
Thrill me.
Hey, look at me!
No!
It stinks.
Hang on!
Get to the chopper!
Stinker Madness.
Dibs on the alligator.
Dibs?
Yeah, dibs on the alligator.
What do you mean?
If we have to pick a monster, I get the alligator.
No, I think you failed to understand the joke. We are the monsters, Jackie.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Starting out not good.
Just saying, alligator right here.
This is Stinker Madness. A podcast for bad movie lovers by bad movie lovers about bad movies. I'm your host, Justin. With me, as always, are Sam and Jackie. The three of us comprise a team of grotesque, disfigured, oversized, smelly beasts of your burden.
I think that the Rolling Stones are on the way to punch you in the face.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I know Mick Jagger, but only from him punching me in the face.
Right. In fact, I asked him to sign his knuckles in reverse so that when he punches me, the ink transfers to my cheek. And now I've got a signature. That's how next level I am.
Wow, this is really falling flat, gentlemen.
Oh, I'm falling flat when you're like, I get to be the lizard and I don't even get jokes that are told. Anyways, we went and saw Rampage, considered to be a bad movie field trip. We'll get into some specifics about that later. But the first of 2018, we haven't done a field trip this year yet,
have
we?
This is the first field trip.
And it's only July.
Yeah. Haven't had a we were going to go to this a few months ago.
Right.
It just didn't work out.
Which is a testament to the whatever this film is that 2 months ago we were going to go to it. And we were just, it's still in the theater. That's something.
Didn't do great.
I thought it did. I thought it was number one for like 3 weeks at the box office.
Nope.
Really? Okay.
Did 93 domestically.
Okay. All right.
Actually, no, 98. Sorry.
Well, you know, for a video game movie, that's not bad. But what do you think the production budget was?
120.
120 is what I would
guess. It did 425 worldwide.
Yeah.
Now, here's a fun number, because this is going to start happening a lot, because it's happening in video games, apparently.
Ugh.
So let's do it in movies.
Oh, pay to play. Microtransactions?
Oh, maybe.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is huge in video games right now, Jackie. No, it's not.
Advertising budget dwarfed the production budget. They spent 140 on promotion and 120 on the movie.
Which is just, movie after movie after movie. Who put this out?
Who did indeed? It's the same people that brought us San Andreas because it's the same team.
It's
right.
Time Warner.
Was it a Warner movie? Mm-hmm. It had the feeling of a Universal movie as well, but I could see Time Warner doing that. And so they're chucking money behind Dwayne whenever they can get a chance, which I don't blame them. I mean, if you got Dwayne The Rock Johnson right now, he's a pretty hot number. You probably want to at least try to make it successful.
Do actors, you know, like in Joan Crawford's day?
Right.
They were assigned to a studio. You signed a contract,
right,
essentially,
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah,
a studio.
Yeah,
yeah. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
no,
is that
no,
similar
no, no, no,
now, or do
no.
they just have their agents and they do
yeah.
whatever movies they want?
If you recall, we, during the Lost Fantastic Four episode, we talked about how Alex Hyde-White was one of the last studio contract actors.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was one of the things he did after he got out of his contract, was lose his career to that movie.
Yeah, usually, like, you'll get a group of people that work well together. For instance, obviously, Brett, what's this director's name? Brett Rayner? Brett, Kyle Rayner?
Brad Payton.
Brett Payton.
Brad Payton.
Brad Payton. Him and Dwayne have teamed up three times now. So if Brad Payton's working for the studio vicariously, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's also going to work for the studio, but that,
you know, this one's weird. I think this one, yeah. So I think with this, like, Dwayne Johnson probably brings Peyton in. It seemed like they had somebody else. New Line is actually the studio that put it out.
New Line, of course. So yeah,
it seems like there's a possibility. Anyway, I couldn't find any solid answers on when Peyton gets involved, but it was, he was the second director from pre-production.
You probably, again, you know, with Hollywood not having any original ideas, this is probably a an executive decision film. Hey, let's make a movie. What do we got today, boys?
We've got Rampage.
Yeah.
Go do it. So, get a guy. Let's get Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and then it snowballs from there.
Yeah, I think you brought me to my next thing. Just handed it to me on a platter there. When you watch this, it feels like they said, we have $120 million. Mm-hmm. We've got Weta.
Right.
So we know what we can get with that.
Right.
Let's write a movie around these four set pieces.
We've got no ideas.
Yeah, and so they're like, well, we want a space piece. We want a disaster piece. We want... We have four set pieces. We want now hire writers until they can patch this shit together.
Yeah, right.
And because there was five writers through the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what, like, Men and Tai said, this is what we want. What's sort of weird is that it's not a good movie, but it's worked out better this time than it usually does.
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that. But yeah, I only want to mention one writer.
Okay.
At one point, The Rock calls somebody Junior.
Okay.
I believe.
All right.
There's mention of a specific county, and one of the soldiers' name tags was Briscoe.
What? That's too much of a stretch.
Carlton Cuse was a staff writer on Briscoe County, Jr., and he was one of the five writers.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that it's true.
Did he write himself in like a shout out to himself?
Yeah, there's actually a line in the movie that's like, "Hello, Carlton Cuse. Where's your friend Briscoe County Jr.?" Right. It's like, he got eaten by the wolf.
It just seems like nobody would be like, "Hey, man, Briscoe was a great show. Let's give Carlton a shout out during the film." That seems like I did a good job with Briscoe.
Well, no, it seems like maybe he knew that he was only going to end up with so much in the final version of the script.
Right.
So he was like, okay, I know nobody's going to ditch these three pieces. These are the parts that I'm putting Junior, Briscoe, and County in.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
It's a coincidence, I think.
It is. It does not seem coincidental. Jackie, now you also, like Sam and I, grew up in not the initial explosion of the arcade game, essentially, but we were around during probably one of the biggest heydays of arcade video games, cabinetry.
Sure.
Did you ever play Rampage when you were a child?
No, and that was actually one of my questions.
Okay.
Is, did the movie follow, like, the plot line of the video game at all?
The plot line of the video game is three monsters destroy buildings. So you tell me.
Unless it was the Atari version.
Oh?
The Atari version had a giant rat.
Oh, the Atari version did have a giant rat. You're right.
And they have
right.
that rat yeah. at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. There you go. Did they just climb up buildings, punch it until it falls down, and if you eat people that are inside the building, you get more points, yes. And if you eat guys that are like you're also getting attacked by, like, army men and stuff and helicopters, and you punch up at them and eat them. So you want to maximize points that happen on the building before the building crumbles.
It seems to be that Rampage was one of the great quarter munchers,
because
there's no way to really be good at it.
Not
You're just
really.
Kind of smashing and hoping the buildings show up at the right time.
Right.
So ultimately, you will get the high score as long as you pump enough quarters into the fucking thing.
Correct. And the thing I always liked about these types of arcade games is Pac-Man was similar. There was a reason to go on to the next level. It wasn't that just that the next level got harder and faster and harder and faster and harder and faster continually. New things would show up.
Yeah.
You'd find eventually UFOs would start attacking and like, oh, that's cool. I like UFOs. And, you know, more people, there would be like King Kong references and shit that you would discover on like the fourth level and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only got to about the fourth level before I died. It just,
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was not an easy game.
It's interesting, you know, as we're talking about this, too, and how the great debate in video games is now the evilness of pay-to-play when that's all there used to be.
Right. Touché, Sam.
25 cents for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you didn't have to buy cosmetics as well. Like,
no.
You didn't have to put on... the wolf didn't get a helmet.
You had to actually pay a dollar extra to wear lipstick while you're playing Operation Wolf.
and then things happened out the back alleyway.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. So you never played Rampage. Did you even ever see or know anything about it?
No.
Okay. Well, you're in the minority, I think.
I knew the game existed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I didn't know what it was, and I never played it.
All right. All right. It was a pretty popular game, kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so. it was a fun one.
Yeah.
Midway. Yeah, that's who made that. Did Neo Geo do a version of this later, though?
I don't think.
Or something like maybe. It. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I liked that in the movie, they did a shout-out to that arcade game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in a background shot.
Yeah, that didn't fit at all.
Yeah, what's his face? Jake Lacey's character, Sando Boy, had a Rampage cabinet in his...
On this 85th floor. Yeah. Are you guys ready to get into this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I should mention, though, this is an on-screen reunion of sorts. Mm-hmm. Even though they're never together on screen.
Okay.
Of Mylon Ackerman and Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Watchmen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Huh, okay. Okay.
I thought that guy was a lot bigger.
Like Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yeah, like he seemed like he has...
Stand anybody next to The Rock and they don't... I thought he was like, wow, he's a big guy, because I know he's kind of big, but he doesn't seem that small standing next to The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, The Rock's really fucking big.
He's a big dude.
I would like to stand next to The Rock just to see how big he makes me look.
So, back in 1993, corporation of some sorts started developing this chemical mutagen.
Genetic editor.
Yeah, that...
called CRISPR.
CRISPR that modifies animals. It just does geneticist stuff.
Whatever
we don't need to get too technical.
Fill in the blanks. Yeah. It makes a bad movie.
They put it in space, I guess, on a space station to... that's where they're going to have their beta testing, essentially.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they know it's a bad idea.
Sure.
So if it gets out of containment, well, it's in space.
Sure.
But then they fuck that up anyway.
Well, there's no way to, like, okay, we're going to make a monster.
Yeah,
and,
that's it. They're making monsters.
Well, we should make one in space first. Okay. The monster blew up the space station. That was highly expected.
Yeah, we saw that. I mean, we're making monsters.
We get the monster recipe back because apparently we put our only copy in space with the monster that we knew was going to blow up the space station.
It seems questionable as to our decision making, but there is a reason we're making questionable decisions that we'll get into later.
We're the people that know. We don't need to make a copy and keep the copy in a safe place. Those are for Saturday Night Live jokes.
Right.
We'll just put all our eggs in one basket, put that basket in space, and hand it to a giant rat monster.
In a space station that, again, is apparently made of only hydrogen. So, yeah. Okay. Why?
Why would you make a monster and put it in space?
Why would you? What is the scientific benefit of making monsters?
Oh, the military application is completely immeasurable. Having an uncontrollable beast that you drop into an area and go, shit, that thing's out of control again.
I mean, it
whoop-de-doo. Look at him go.
It seems like Owen Grady's velociraptors are a safer bet for military applications.
Eddie. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to work out. They get too big. That's the thing. Is like this constant plot line of we're going to make something horrific and the military is going to use it and we're just going to drop it into an isolated place and it's going to get all the terrorists.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, that's exactly what the plot of Alien is. Probably actually Alien's one of the first that modern popular film that does that, but
they're a little savvier about in Aliens when Paul Reiser's talking about it. It's like they know it's gonna kill everything,
right? Right.
That's what they want.
At least they're going planet to planet in that scenario, rather than like, oh my god, it's in Cleveland. Even the Xenomorphs, though, you have enough guns, you're gonna be okay. The Velociraptors, same thing. Zombies.
Yeah.
The zombies have come up as potential military weapons. Day of the Dead, for instance.
Yeah.
These are going to get huge, and conventional weapons will not work against them.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is like, never going to work.
What do you think, General? Well, I think that Crocagator Godzilla boar is fucking up a whole town, and we can't stop it.
At no point is it going to work out. Yeah. None.
He's well. There again, you have to. You're counting on a general to be a cowboy that doesn't make good decisions. And like, and so what do you think, general? You think, well, I got a hard on right now. I'll take three.
He's riding the fucking A-bomb down to the ground and swinging his cowboy hat around. Yeah, no, this is a bad plan. Anyways, there's sure shit. The rat explodes a space station that's made of hydrogen. A lady.
So, yeah, the lady. Some lady that's. You're supposed to care about, I guess, is maybe she's escaping, but we find out the glass wasn't thick enough to survive getting slapped by a rat.
Right.
So re-entry wouldn't have been possible anyway.
No. Yeah, she's dead.
She dies. Yeah. Some lady dies, and then shit falls from the sky and turns monsters into reality.
I personally like that they wouldn't let her on the escape pod until she went back and got the samples.
Yeah, I liked that. I thought it was a small detail in the writing that branched it from other crummy movies in this type of area that we get involved in, monster movies, basically, where it's like, okay, you know, that's cool. We already know that the people involved in this aren't just stupid, but that they're fucking horrible people.
It's just evil.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and that's really our first glimpse at the villain of this movie, right? And how just diabolical she is, right? She has no...
Uncaring is a better word.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't care.
No.
She doesn't even seem to care about the money.
Not really.
Like, she has... Ultimately, Mylan Ackerman's character has zero motivation other than to just be the most evil bitch on the planet.
I fucking love monsters.
Yeah, she's like, did you see the fucking monsters? They're awesome.
I did that.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, you are nuts, lady.
You got some baggage.
I got a heart on those. So you want to go to dinner?
She's definitely a psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got problems. At the San Diego Animal Wildlife Sanctuary of Goodness.
Or the zoo.
Well, it's not the zoo. This wasn't the San Diego Zoo. It was specifically a separate wildlife sanctuary. Dwayne the Rock Johnson is a primatologist, which I don't know if this is the correct word, but
is that a real thing?
Do we need to worry about whether it is?
There's people that study primates. I don't know if that's the correct term for him. Either way, he's a badass dude, of course. A primatologist, B badass dude, C former special operative, of course.
But then D, part of his special ops was murdifying poachers.
They didn't do a very good job of flushing that out. I think it's actually after he was done being a special operative, that was his next career.
So he was just a fucking
freelancing
vigilante who's probably wanted in every territory.
No,
in Africa.
I don't think so.
No, he was part of the United Nations task force on it.
Oh,
do they
against
have that?
Poachers?
Yeah, they do.
They okay. say right. that in
All
the
right.
movie.
All right, well then there you go. And sanctioned vigilanteism, essentially. Which even if he wasn't, I think it's fine. I think that they have poachers.
They do
in Africa, and nobody.
They're
gives
state
a shit.
Sponsored though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, so are you gonna kill guys? Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a badge.
You're sponsored then.
Yep. Badges. We don't need the stinking badges. Yes, you do. You will get shot by us if you don't have them. Make them clearly visible and then go shoot whoever the fuck you want.
Right. So he's got a buddy there named George, who is an albino gorilla.
Which may or may not be a real thing, but again, not worth looking at.
No, it doesn't, but it looks okay. It looks a shitload better than the fucking albino primates in fucking Con Air. Oh, wait, that's Nick Cage.
Congo,
yeah.
Amy.
I think the animation is a little clunky here and there as far as the movements, but I think the modeling and the surfacing is among the best I've ever seen.
I'm coming off of War of the Planet of the Apes, which I thought was fantastic.
Oh.
But before that, I'm coming off of fucking Amy. And everything is awesome compared to fucking Amy.
Yeah.
Amy sucks.
Sucks.
And this is the scene here where they introduce George and Okoye, which I think is a great action guy's name. Okoye.
Like Christian Okoye?
Yeah,
the Nigerian nightmare?
Right, he was an action guy.
He was.
This,
what? Who's that?
He was a football player.
He wasn't as much of an action guy as Steve Atwater, though.
Okay. George and Okoye's friendship introduction, I really bought into it hard because, again, Amy sucks so bad. But this is like, this is what I want the world to be. I want people to talk to the animals.
Sure, absolutely. I think this is also some of the best chemistry between someone acting at a prop and then a CGI creature done afterwards. Like, there's, it took forever, but there's honestly good chemistry between two things that are not able to interact with one another.
Right, right. No, Dwayne does a good job here.
Yeah, and I think that the monkey has a really, really good sense of humor.
Gorilla.
Or the, I'm sorry, let me start over. I think.
Because the gorillas are going to
be offended.
They're going to write in, just like the other people.
That's
that you
the
offend.
One you want to take
yeah,
over?
Like all the people that you offend, you're going to say sorry to a computer animated gorilla.
Hold on, back up. I can do that better.
Shut up, you two. Anyway, I thought that George was super funny.
Yeah,
because
no,
that's,
George is cool.
That is about the same personality and things that I would find funny.
Right.
Like attacking the intern.
And if you were a gorilla who pretty much had it made, like you're one of the rarest creatures of all time because you're this may or may not exist albino gorilla.
Sure.
Living in a habitat with a cool guy.
Uh-huh.
You're like, you know what? I'm the king shit. They bring me ladies. I get to hang out with them. Sometimes I do them. Sometimes I don't. But I get all this fucking lettuce, and I really don't have to do anything other than knock some kids around once in a while.
I smell my own shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I eat it.
I'd be a snarky asshole, too, if George.
No, I think once you get, like, a good, positive relationship with human, you've got this nice spread,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to start making with the gorilla jokes.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Sometimes people's limbs become dislocated during gorilla jokes. Sometimes they don't.
Right. So, Okoye, I don't know who these people are that he's walking around with.
They're, I think he's got his right-hand man at this habitat zoo thing.
Right.
A somewhat aged trainee and a brand new trainee.
Oh, they're trainees. Okay, yeah. All right.
That's what I thought. Like, fresh out of college, like the kid. Mm-hmm. That George chases, I think that he is fresh out of college is kind of what it seems like.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is one of the young lady there is like, hey, let's go out on a date, you handsome son of a bitch. And he's like, no, I've got plans. The plans he has is to hang out with his dogs.
Yeah. Now, this is, I think, my biggest beef with the movie.
Okay.
We don't get to see his dogs.
No, we don't get to see his dogs.
And they talked about him so much
right.
that they kind of needed like, ordinarily, I wouldn't care, but they fucking talked about these mm-hmm. two dogs and his relationship with people so much that I kind of needed to see those dogs.
You can do a 10-second, he's got a house that overlooks the ocean, everything's cool in his life, dogs jump into his arm, cut to the next day.
Both of them are Pomeranians.
Yeah, right.
One of them
there
is named
go.
Presh Presh.
Yeah.
The other is Fancy. That's awesome.
I was going with a show poodle and a miniature poodle.
Ooh. While they ride around on each other?
Yeah, and that he has them do tricks, right, because he likes the sign language with the other, with George.
Yeah.
So he's taught these dogs, and they have matching haircuts and matching collars, and they do tricks, and that's what he does during the evenings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, the little poodle jumps on the big poodle, and yeah, anyway.
Either way.
This whole circus going on in my head right now.
Either way, he He's not a people person. He's an animal lover. That's who he connects with more. So that's why he's not going out with the ladies.
What a waste. Oh, my God.
Maybe he doesn't go out with the ladies. He just goes out to the ladies.
To the ladies and then leaves immediately afterwards. Yeah. With, 22 less dollars.
22?
Well, he gets a discount. He gets an $8 discount because he's, you know.
$8 discount.
So,
these
are, so The Rock is going for $30 hookers.
You know what's right next to San Diego? $30 hookers.
Really?
It's TJ's right there, man.
I think even in TJ they charge more than that.
No way.
I don't know.
I think you can get $30 for a donkey show.
Oh. Oh, no.
Well.
I still hope that's not real. I do. I hope that's not real.
That is gross.
We're not here to judge.
I think you can judge that. I think that's one of the things that you can judge as being wrong.
It's wrong.
Wrong.
It's wrong for the animals.
It's wrong for everybody. Everybody there is wrong.
Wish I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
All right. So that night, some debris crashes to the ground from the satellite explosion. The mutagen has landed in three places.
Later in the dialogue, they say that the containers were engineered to handle reentry. Almost. Right. Like they said, these were engineered to handle reentry, and they did almost.
Almost. But either way, that it further reinforces your thing that they knew that the goddamn thing was crashing to the ground. Otherwise, why would they? It's going to explode.
Yeah.
And these things need to handle reentry. Sure. Whether they did the engineering properly or not, they did the first part wrong.
Yeah. And they still like, oh, we've got all these backups that we can have for not just keeping a copy of the data on our hard drive at home.
Right.
Well, you know, that's what you get for made in China.
Or made by Claire Wyden.
And her brother.
Brett.
Don Jr.
Here you go, buddy.
I let's just do it.
Yeah.
Jake Lacy.
Kills it.
Yeah, there is nary an actor that can play a bigger dickhead than this guy. Kudos, buddy.
Yeah, no, he is absolutely brilliant. The dumb, moronic villain is underutilized in film right now.
Yeah.
And boy, this guy, they had to have looked at Don Jr. and been like, let's do it. Let's fucking do it, because he does the exact same faces.
Yeah.
He does the exact same type of stupid statements. And
he's constantly panicked.
And yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah. I did also really like that whoever's decision it was to, the first six times you see him, he's eating something different. Mm-hmm. He's like so worked up. It's the end of the world, but not so bad that I can't enjoy this delicious sandwich.
Right.
Well, you know, that's what I do when I get stressed out. Just start eating sandwiches like there's no tomorrow.
That's a good point. People eat when they're stressed, you know.
But you know what really pisses you off is when you wanted, you know that particular delivery thing has roast beef.
Ooh.
But some jackass down in the mailroom, because they start from the bottom and work their way up to the 85th floor, he has your roast beef sandwich.
I don't think he's getting the same sandwiches as the mailroom, Jackie.
He seems like he has a Whopper in a scene. like he's indiscriminately eating kind of whatever. He could have the greatest food in the world and says, like, just get me a fucking Whopper right now. I'm freaking out.
I think he looked like he had a croissant sandwich in one shot.
Yeah.
which is what they bring to office buildings.
Yeah, that's true. All right, whatever. Okay, so the debris has crashed in three different places. The San Diego Sanctuary, of course, where George lives. A forest out in the Wyoming, I think, and a river in Florida.
Sure.
And the animals all get it. They tap the mutagen container, which causes it to just spray in their face.
Yeah, I think that was engineered. Like, just in case it doesn't re-enter properly, it'll spray on the first animal it sees.
Okay, so let's address this right now. What if Joe finds it?
Joe Mangliano?
No, just Joe.
Who's in the movie later?
Hi, I'm Joe.
I don't know if it affects people. And if it does, then they missed the boat, because Rock should have given it to himself. And then him and the Ape High Five,
right?
And then fuck shit up.
Right.
Like, grab the Crocagator by both ends and uses it as a jump rope.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But then you would have to address the Rock's package.
Yeah.
Because the pants wouldn't stay on.
All of his clothes grow except for that his cock flies out, right? That's the kind of movie that everyone wants to see. Right?
That is exactly the kind of movie I want to see. Me and every woman I know would be like, oh my God, we need to go see that again, like right now.
The greatest line of Dude, Where's My Car? I want to go on that ride.
Hmm.
Me too, son. Me too. So the animals are now infected with the mutagen. George, that night, I guess a grizzly bear attacked him for some reason, why he's in the grizzly pen anyways. But one of the side effects, I guess, of this mutagen is not just becoming big and strong. You also have an aggressiveness to you. Like
unchecked aggression.
Yeah, so he must have been like, I'm pissed as mad as hell about being the coolest gorilla ever. I'm going to go in the grizzly cage to see what they're up to. Maybe they got better shit over there.
Yep.
And then the grizzly's like, get the fuck out of here, bro, and slashes at him. And George is like, dude, really, really right now? Here's your face. Here's your neck. Both are not working anymore.
You're dead.
I think he was just like, dude, I'm finally big enough. I can get over this fucking wall. Let's see what's out there.
Right, right.
And I think he just kind of plopped down into the bear cage and was like, oh, my God, they have apples. And he runs over there like, yeah. And then the bear's like, hey, what the fuck, dude? And then it ensues a knife fight.
Did you not hear anything I just said?
I might have a little bit of heat stroke today.
Ooh, the heat stroke.
Entirely made that exact joke, and then you just verbated it. Like, it's fine somebody else's jokes, but you didn't even wait 30 seconds before you regurgitated somebody's joke. It was maybe three.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, wow. Okay, so George kills the grizzly. And that means that the next day when Okoye comes into work, they're like, dude, we got a problem. He's in this cave. He won't come out. He's killed a grizzly. And now we don't have one of those. But can you just like check on him and find out what's going on? Okoye goes in there and he's like, you know, giving him sign language and stuff. And the gorilla's like, not Amy, because Amy fucking sucks. And then comes out of the cave and is 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Wow, he's real big now.
You're big.
He says he's scared.
Yeah, he's scared. Because I guess maybe it hurts, or maybe it's just the rage inside of him building up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like he's never acted like that before.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, because he's a good guy. The news is out, though, about the mutagen crashing to the ground. It's all over the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the InfoWars. Shout out to Second World War.
Meanwhile, on CNN, they're still chasing OJ's Bronco 27 years later.
Did they catch it?
They haven't caught it yet.
Hey, man, he's fast.
He's going.
The juice is loose.
Well, speaking of Broncos, this movie had a sweet...
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character, David, has a sweet looking Bronco.
I think it's cool.
And I looked it up. It was part of the movie trivia.
Mm-hmm.
They have not confirmed that that's the one.
Okay.
They're still test marketing. Like, this is part of the, like, which one are we going to make?
Uh-huh.
That was one of the concepts. No production has been finalized on the Ford Bronco that's happening apparently in 2 years.
Oh, well.
So it might not happen.
Yeah, well, either way, check it out. It's cool in this movie. So everybody now knows that the mutagen has come down. Claire and Brett, the corporate evil people, are freaking out. They're worried about, oh, we're losing all the money. We got to do something. I don't know how you lose all the money. How they're like...
What are they even doing?
Income chain works.
Yeah, she's not worried. He's worried. He's having a sando.
Yeah,
right. She's like, shut up, stupid. The only
I've
reason
got
I have
evil to do. I'm making monsters. Hello.
I would have turned you into a monster if you weren't my brother, by the way.
Yeah, and also already a monster.
I don't know that he's a monster. He's just an idiot.
Yeah, he's just
She promised her mom on the deathbed.
That
don't turn.
Promise me you won't turn your dipshit brother into a monster.
But I want to.
And she's like, no.
She's just like, really, what else is he going to do? And she's like, that's a very valid argument, and I'm dying now.
The other party that sees the news is Dr. Caldwell, who used to work for these guys as a geneticist. She's the head engineer of the mutagen?
I think through all of the meandering babble dialogue that happens periodically through this thing that she took, what is the sparkle motion stuff called?
CRISPR?
CRISPR. CRISPR only worked one cell at a time or one gene at a time or something, and she made it to where it would retroactively work in multiple cells and multiple genes, so she turned it into a super mutagen.
So it's more rapid, the change.
Yeah, okay. And it changes in multiple ways, so you can like order in like 10 different things and then shoot all of those changes at once.
I want bat wings.
Yeah.
Okay, you get bat wings. I want laser eyes. Oh, we don't do laser
eyes. We don't do that yet. We have to find an animal that has laser eyes first.
Well, and she says that she originally started this process because her brother was dying and she was trying to save him.
He needed laser eyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was
like, the only thing that was going to save him so he could start cauterizing his own wounds.
We got a bleeder.
He's
don't
got
worry about
leprosy.
It.
He's like, oh, rotten flesh.
Pew, pew, pew.
He's like, we could have fixed that with penicillin. He's like, oh, I'm fixing it with my laser eyes. Don't you worry your head about it.
Good point, sir.
It's also fun that during that dialogue sequence when she's like, oh, I was saving my brother, so this lady came to me and was like, can you make me some monsters? And I was like, fuck yeah! Because it's clear that you were going to be making monsters.
Right. So she goes to George, where George is at, because she knows about him, I guess. Anyways. So he's in, they've got him in a cage now. He's starting to get a little grumpy. He's hungry. He's hangry. And her and the Rock are like, oh, yeah, well, you don't have any business here. And she's like, I'm the only person that can help your goddamn gorilla. And he's like, yeah, well, I guess you're pretty enough. So, no, he doesn't do that. But anyways, George is like, guys, could you speed things along? I'm really fucking hungry. And eventually he's like, you fucking assholes. Goddamn it, give me some lettuce. And he just smashes his way out. He's free. He's rampaging.
Yep, first of many.
So he goes out, smashes through all the walls.
Which does, I'm going to say, he really did them a favor with that terrible monkey mural that was on the wall right there that he busted through. I was like, see, look, he's just helping. He's not on a rampage.
The guy who designed it's like, I guess everyone's a critic. Even rampaging giant albino apes.
Gorillas.
Especially.
Gorillas and apes are the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
I know that you've finally found a group to be sensitive towards.
Yeah, but you should learn how Genesis work.
I don't want to listen to that band. Actually, they're terrible.
Genesis? It would be Families. No, Families is above Genus.
Genus is way above
everything.
Family,
that's mammals.
Yeah. No.
I'm
Species
sorry, I think that
is the bottom designation.
I think there's
so
one
it's
below
species,
that. Yeah.
Family, phylum, genus.
Phylum. I think it's phylum is apes is above gorillas.
Yeah,
apes
phylum,
is the phylum,
genus, kingdom, order, something like that. I missed about six in there.
I think you did.
Wow, we're sounding smart.
Not try to explain the scientific method here.
Sounding smart to anybody who's not a biologist.
Yeah, right. So he gets out. He's out in the parking lot, smashing things up and having a hissy fit. And Okoye comes out and he's about to calm him down. He's like, "Hey, lower your weapons. I got him cool." But then all of a sudden, a fucking chopper comes up behind him and starts tranking his ass.
Yeah, and he's like, "No. You're doing exactly what should happen in this situation."
I guess.
Because it works.
I guess.
What was going to happen if he didn't trank him?
Not.
They were going to wheel out a crate of bananas and be like, here you go,
here's
buddy.
Here's your fucking food. Why did we not feed you this entire time? Of course you're fucking hungry.
It's unchecked
you're
aggression.
You're twice as big as you were. Wouldn't you be? If you're growing at twice your current size in the span of 2 days and you don't get to eat anything?
Yeah.
You'd be a little pissed too.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know that he shouldn't be tranked at this point.
Okay, maybe he should be tranked. Either way, so this guy, Russell, What's the actor's name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He doesn't work for anybody, essentially. He's not willing to say who he works
OGD.
For. OGA.
OGA, other government agency.
Yeah, undisclosed agency.
What does that mean?
Means he's above... He works for a shadow government, basically.
Yeah. He's above the law.
No.
But he still sort of has to listen to a general later.
Right.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Kind of. He's got a nickel and a pearl 45.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a large belt buckle.
Yep. Very Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones of. Wishes he could be Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He wishes.
In this.
Okay. All right.
Because... I mean,
I like this guy.
I like
as an
Tommy
actor.
Lee Jones fine, but come on, he's not nearly as charming as Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Magma. Yeah, would have never said magma.
So he is now like, all right, it's my deal. I'm taking over. I'm taking this giant ass gorilla to Langley or
wherever
I'm going to take it. And I don't even know what I'm going to do with it once I get there. But either way, you can't have him anymore because. He's going to rampage your face.
And then 6 minutes of expositional dialogue.
That I can't even recall.
No, it was like,
this is where we find out that he was a secret agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or that Rock's passed and that her passed and she hasn't worked for this company for the last 2 years.
Right. She went to prison.
Yeah, so we get the kind of the backstory on these two.
All right.
And that's all you miss.
Meanwhile... There's another team. A team of mercs have been called in by the Wydens, the corporate people.
Joe Mangliano and some others.
Crew.
Why did they make him ugly? He is one of the most handsome men in the world.
Okay.
Well, isn't he the big wiener in Magic Mike?
Yeah. And
I thought that was Channing Tatum.
No, he's the main guy, but I guess...
No, he's
Joe Magnum is packing some serious heat.
Yeah, and he was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's right. One, yeah. Not Big Adventure. What is that called? The one on Netflix. Birthday Party Pee-wee or something like that.
Yeah, where he goes out, you know, he invites Pee-wee to his birthday party. And he's just such a handsome, nice man. And then they gave him, like, burned up hand and...
Yeah, well, he's a tough guy. He's a merc.
At this point... I'll wait for it.
You could be a handsome merc.
We're going to get to the point where...
Either way, this team is... They're like the badasses. They're not quite as badass as Schwaz's team in Predator, but they're the same type of guys. Like, you know, they do the... Dude, haven't seen you in a long time, and then they do that tough guy handshake.
Yeah.
And then
your sister yesterday.
And then they fly in listening to badass shit and... No, that's fucking SWAT, dude. Or not SWAT. Fucking that movie we hate. What is that movie we
with Schwaz?
Hate? Yeah.
Magnaliano was in that.
What the fuck is that called? It's not SWAT.
Sabotage.
Sabotage. Yeah, no, that's sabotage shit. You don't do your bros, you don't say, fuck your sister yesterday. That's fucking douchebags who listen to Nickelback say that shit. These guys are like, hey, bro. Actually, been a long time since the NAM. They say shit like
really?
That.
Really? The
I
NAM?
I don't know. That's what I would say.
I think that listen to Nickelback say, I banged your sister last night, and she didn't love me forever. So now I'm sad. I'm telling you about it.
I just can't believe. I thought I could make all of her dreams come true.
And she was like, no, dude, I was drunk, and I just wanted some dick. Fuck off.
My mother didn't love me. Anyways. So they're badasses. They're the elite super team. And they come in, and they're going to take the wolf out. Or they're going to capture it. She wants it dead or alive, I guess.
Yeah, they just need the genes.
Yeah.
They just need the piece of the puzzle that they had the whole time, but decided to shoot into space with no backup plan.
And you know what's sad is when you said they needed the genes, I immediately thought, yeah, that wolf would look good in some 501s.
Oh, good lord.
You're a weirdo. So they land, they see the wolf, it's pretty big, and it's running around, they can't shoot it, it's eating them, very, Indominus Rex from, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
They don't make it.
Yeah, and this is where you're like, they give him, like, a sweet name to Joe Magliano's character, like, he's a guy, he's got a name.
Fire Eagle of Death.
You feel like he's going to be the bad guy all the way through, and then he gets eaten by the wolf, and you're like, Jono.
Yeah, no, it was
that's
awesome.
His name now. Joe Manganiello is Jono because he's always gonna die way before you want him to in every fucking movie.
Well, I thought that the one thing that really captured my attention during this whole scene, mm-hmm. other than Joe, was the entrails that were like a path that led to his crew,
right?
And then they get there and like the half bodies, and it's awesome.
He looks at them, and then all of a sudden these giant teeth come right next to his face, and he's like, I'm pretty much fucked, but I'm going to try to do something. He doesn't do anything.
No, he gets eaten.
You see his body flailing around, and
I feel like he does a little bit better than McGonaghy jumping into the dragon's mouth.
Yeah.
But not much.
Right. I liked it when the helicopter gets taken out by the wolf, too. The wolf jumps up and smashes it, and then throws it against a cliff.
A lot of things happen in that. Mm-hmm. thing, because you find out that one, it can jump real high, two, it is super strong, and three, it's like intentionally the helicopter blades break on its back, that you're like, oh, this thing has really thick skin.
And it doesn't even take out the helicopter, it reaches into the cockpit, mm-hmm. and chomps the pilot, and then the helicopter just crashes on its own after that.
Which, so it's smart too,
right? Like, right,
it's a very That is a very mealy shot,
yeah,
diegetically right there.
I really like that whole sequence. So, Wolf is free. I can't do shit about it.
Is that his name, Wolf?
No, his name is Ralph, actually.
Yeah, the internet people called him Ralph.
Yeah.
I don't think the alligator gets a name.
No, so here's the fun fact. George was the name of the giant King yes. Kong in Rampage, and Ralph was the name of the wolf.
What was the alligator? Was there
didn't have one.
I thought there was an alligator.
There was. It didn't have a name.
Oh, the rat had a name, though, too. I don't know what it was.
The Atari rat. Nicholas.
Sensei? You know? Sensei? Yeah, from...
That's a funny joke.
Burp. What was his name?
Splinter?
Splinter, yeah, not Shredder.
Sensei. I was actually on that same page. I shouldn't have even gotten to where you were going there.
Okay, so... The Wydens are like, well, we can't just kill the wolf, I guess, and we're not really paying attention to the gorilla, and we don't even know about the lizard. Let's activate the monster beacon.
Yeah, I've gotten so many. I have spent so many years thinking about backup plans to
and monsters
not keeping the data on hand.
Right,
like I've figured out every way to not just have hard drives on the computer.
Uh-huh.
This one is a radio tower on top of our building that has a computer that pops out of it.
Better known as a gigantic dog whistle.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's a monster beacon.
It is. And it also has moving parts, too. Because mm-hmm. it can't just be mm-hmm. a goddamn radio tower. It right. needs to have moving parts.
Yeah. So she activates it at the worst possible moment for George, because he's on an airplane right now flying to wherever, and the whole time the Rock has been like, dude, bad idea, and sure shit, he wakes up, hears this thing, is like, I must crash monster beacon.
Yeah.
And then basically smashes up the entire 747 that he's in, including like a lot of guys.
It's a C-130.
Was it? Yeah, I guess it would be a C-130 with the ejector out
sure.
the back.
We'll revisit the idea of a C-130 later.
Okay. So, yeah, he kills a bunch of army guys, and Russell gets chucked through to the back, which then prompts the Rock to have to save his life
sure.
so that they all don't go down in a flaming pile of airplane smashy. Sends her out the airplane with a parachute on as well, and they all fly down to the ground.
They're friends now.
Yeah, they're bros. Well, he, you know, you see a guy, he doesn't deserve to die just because he's, you know, a little snarky.
When you see Joe Manganiello get it so quickly,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, oh, man, they're going to burn JDM here, too.
Right.
Then he saves JDM, and I'm like, Joe, no. They saved JDM, but you're only worth fucking 6 minutes, buddy. Right.
It's probably too expensive.
I don't think so. Though I bet Jeffrey Dean Morgan isn't that expensive.
Yeah. So George goes down in the plane and explodes, but he's okay.
He's okay. Which makes you wonder at that point, if he survives that, what's going to do this thing in.
Yeah, well, we'll, I guess, deal with that in a little bit. So now there are, the animals are all on a single-minded focus to the monster beacon. Uh-huh. They're all, the wolf and George have essentially teamed up. They're like trotting around America, smashing and crashing as they go. This kind of seem like they like each other. Like they're a little bro-y. Like,
sort of. They're just like, they were going the same way.
I guess. You still have to like the person that you hitchhike across America with.
You don't have to like him. You just got to give him a tug job.
Well, or not get murdered. Or murder.
I think that George should have been riding the wolves back. I think that would have been awesome.
He has a porcupine back, though, so it would have roughed up his balls.
Oh, that's true. Well, you know, this George was PC because he didn't have, like, large hanging sack.
Yeah.
That's politically correct if you don't have giant balls. I didn't realize that
it was politically correct for a kids movie, a video game movie.
It's a kids movie, Jackie. The Rock says the F word like 3 times. It's not a kids movie.
Yes, it is.
It was PG-13. It is not a kids movie. Like, many people died.
Hey, kids, bring some ice cream and we'll watch people's guts come out.
I don't know. There were a lot of kids in the theater.
There was like 3 and they were all in their 10s. No.
They're 10s? Interesting.
Double-digit kids.
Anyways, so they're on their way. And they're tearing shit up. They get to Chicago. Start smashing real shit. And as soon as they get to Chicago, that's the problem with this film. You know that they're going to start smashing shit up at some point.
Yeah.
And you kind of are just like, can we get to the smashing shit up? That's what we're here for, right? Because once they get to Chicago, I start having a real great time with this movie.
Yeah. It's interesting because that's the idea. It's like we have to have 4 set pieces. The final set piece is the biggest one, and it has to be Rampage. It has to be monsters destroying a city. Mm-hmm. We can't just do that the whole movie.
Right.
Can't you? Why can't you?
I don't know.
You can have monsters destroy multiple cities. Yeah. Ultimately, Godzilla destroys the cities pretty much the whole time.
Well,
so when you say you can't do that, other people have been doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's table that and get to save some of that stuff till the end as well. Either way, they're in town. They're smashing shit up. The Wolf and George are still on the same team. They're even kind of like smashing the same shit up together. They're like jumping up in air, eating guys, high-fiving, coming down on top of other guys. And then, like, doing the little foot smash twist thing that you do.
They're doing team moves.
Yeah, they're doing sweet shit, too. It's not just all dumb, climb up a building, smash it. They're doing cool shit. They're flying all over the place.
They're going through buildings, too, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, climbing up the building and then, I don't know, I don't like this view. So they just go through that level of the building, come out the other side, and start climbing again.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not really tearing buildings down, though. They're still getting to the monster beacon.
They're on an actual rampage.
Yeah, they are. Good point.
Yeah.
Well, something's in the water, and it's the lizard, and it comes out. And it kills, like, they've evacuated Chicago, sort of, but there's, like, a tour bus in the river.
It's like gas. This is fun,
turbo,
too.
Turbo, whatever they call it.
Because the military, the folks with, quote-unquote, the general, are like, we've got a bogey. You're like, oh, did they find the Rock's helicopter? No. Like, there's something in the river. I'm like, oh, what's this detector called? This is the bullshit detector where we can find giant monsters in the river.
Right, right, right. It's coming in hot.
Yeah. What radar is this? One that doesn't actually exist.
We're not in the water. How would we use radar? Yeah. Good point. Either way. The lizard comes out, starts smashing shit. It looks pretty cool. I like the lizard design.
I like that it's got like warts and shit and on its tongue, and you just know that it's just disgusting.
Like that circle of teeth mouth thing. It's got the Dilophosaur flaps, killed Dennis Nedry.
It's a porcupine Dilophosaur crocodile wild boar.
Stegosaurus.
Megalodon.
And it has a Stegosaurus tail.
Yeah, it has Stegosaurus tail.
Right. Right.
And this is the point where I'm like, man, George got fucked. Because that alligator is like 10 different animals.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the wolf has flying squirrel and porcupine.
Right.
So, like, George just got to be bigger.
Right.
Faster and mad.
Stronger. Yeah, and mad. So they climb up the building, which just happens to be the Sears Tower. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I guess it's iconic, but like we weren't going to be like, hey, that's not the Whiten building. That's the fucking Sears Tower. Come on.
They didn't break the giant mirror ball thing.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, true.
Or they could have had the ape stand up above the mirror ball, look down and be like, yep.
Could have smashed the bears to bits.
The bears? Soldier Field?
Yeah.
That's where heroes play. You son of a bitch.
Wouldn't have been much of a contest.
Not with what the Bears have been doing lately. P.U.
Oh, my God.
Now you're the champion of the Chicago Bears as well?
No.
How dare you?
I think they should have done something with a giant bean.
That's the giant bean.
Mirror ball thing, right?
Yeah, it's a gigantic bean.
Okay.
That's what I said. The monkey stands.
Lots of places.
Yeah, the monkey stands above it. Now I'm politically incorrect. The ape stands above it and sees his own balls and like, wow, those are big.
I kind of thought that maybe the crocodile should have come up behind that thing
and flicked it.
Yeah, flicked its bean.
Dumb.
Yep.
With the stegosaurus.
Congratulations,
tail.
Chicago. Put on your O face. This alligator just rang your bell? I guess.
So they climb up the tower and get to the monster beacon and start smashing it up. Claire has gone up there as well to get to the chopper and they've got the antidote.
Yeah. Previously, Claire gets the antidote and
Dr. Caldwell gets
the antidote after being set with. So JDM sets them free. They go to the building. They get the antidote. Mm-hmm. Claire's like, fuck you. Give that to me. And they're like, okay. And then she shoots the rock. And he's like, oh, I'm down. But then he's like, you know what? Bullets don't really bother me. I'm the fucking rock.
The rock.
So that was the quick catch up.
Yeah. So she's up there. She's got the cure. They're like, oh, well, I've still got one. Let's get it to George. And then George can help us take care of these other two.
Yes.
And the only way to do that is to give it to Claire and then be like, hey, George, delicious snack.
Nummy, nummy in your tummy.
He chucks her up in the air and eats her whole.
This doesn't make any sense.
Hilarious.
But this is where I feel like there's a number of points where the, like, whoever the final doctor on this script was, whichever one of them it was, they got the last pen on this thing. Knew what kind of movie they were making,
yeah,
and they're just like, fuck it, this happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
She gets folded up in half on her way down a gorilla's throat.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Great villain death. Because the whole time, she's like, her character goes from like, I'm on top of the world, to I'm getting eaten in like no time flat. Oh, it's awesome.
At least I didn't have to pay all those parking tickets.
I'm going to get churned into poop. That's the worst. Never.
Final words. Will I be poop later?
Yeah, of course you're going to be poop later. You're going to become poop. Nobody wants to be poop. Anyways.
But you get to be a weapon.
A poop weapon? What do you mean?
A lot of primates throw their own shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We were talking about donkey shows earlier, but a giant ape throwing feces that used to be a human, that's too far, sir.
This program has class.
All right, so he's good now. He's got the antitoxin, which doesn't make him smaller or anything. It just makes him calm down.
Yep.
He's still tough as balls. So Brett, meanwhile, has said, fuck this shit. I am not equipped to deal with all of this. I just don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
Gee, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it really does. And he goes downstairs but Russell's there waiting for him. He's like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Give me all the evidence and I'll let you go.
Sure.
It'll be fine for you. Except for I'm a cop and I've got all the evidence against you, you stupid. And Don Jr., I mean, Brett is like, sure, I'll do it.
Yep.
I'll send an email. And gives him all the evidence. And then walks outside and a piece of debris hits him right and smashes him to the ground.
Yep, he's dead.
I couldn't tell if that was crocodile poo.
Do you think it was poop?
I thought it was either... I thought it was poop because he's like, oh, that was a big one.
Oh, maybe it was poop.
He got killed by poop.
He got killed by poop.
I think so.
We'll see.
Maybe, maybe because their metabolism is so fast that Claire got churned into poop and became a weapon and killed her brother.
I would like it to be that way.
Let's say it is.
All right, that's what happens.
The power of Stinker Madness is declared.
Yep. By decree, DJ was killed by his own sister poop.
His own poop sister.
Poop sister.
Because sister poop would imply that it was her poop.
Her poop. No, she's is the poop.
Poop sister.
Poop sister.
Poop sister. Poop sister.
She'll fucking kill you and you're gonna die.
Poop sister. Poop sister. That's, you only hear that sound as you die. It's
gross. Anyways.
Even though you're smashed, you have that second of realization that some got in your mouth. And that's gross because it's poop and your sister.
That's what I think, Sam.
Weird death. The building is collapsing.
Yeah.
The Rock and Dr. Caldwell are still on top. And they're like, they're gonna die if they don't do something. So they climb into a chopper that doesn't have a tail section on it. So All they're gonna do is get it above the level of the building as it's coming down and use the building as support to ride this thing like surfing avalanche.
It's like surfing, and this is another part where the last person that had the pen's like, this is what's happening now, and I'm even going to explain it like this.
And she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, buddy.
He's like, exactly.
Riding a avalanche? Nobody's done that.
Yeah, nobody does that. Actually, they do if you watch those snowboard videos. Those guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, they are fucking crazy. So they ride it all the way to the ground. It's pretty awesome. The army has said, this is not working out. We're going to drop the mother of all bombs on Chicago.
Yeah.
The biggest conventional bomb we've got. Non-nuke.
They send in, they're like, get the B-2 stealth bomber on this. Where is it? And they're like, sir, we're on the outside of a t-shirt from 1993. We've got a geometric mountain behind us. It's pretty fucking sweet. You're next to a single of Rock Me Like a Hurricane. Over. You're like, all right, when are you going to get here? Oh, probably take about, 15 years since we're on a t-shirt and we're not really being used. So
it belongs in a museum.
Yeah, exactly. So they send in a B-2 with a missile that isn't the massive air ordnance bomb.
Right.
It's because that actually has to be dropped out of a C-130. There it is again. That's how they do that. It's so big that that's the only plane that can hold it.
I thought the B-2 was a little too small.
Yeah, it also is a little too not useful in most situations.
No, it's really not.
But it was sweet on that t-shirt.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, so they got a big bomb inbound. They got to wrap this shit up, just like always. And now that George is back to being normal, him and Okoye have teamed up. They're going to fucking take down the remaining two monsters.
Yeah.
And, the lizard, they don't even do anything about the wolf. The lizard just chomps the fucking wolf's head off.
He lures it. It's like a...
Oh, I guess that's true.
It's like an ad hoc plan. Once the once George is fighting the wolf, he tricks the wolf into attacking him, and then it inadvertently becomes eaten by the alligator. That one's out of the way.
Right, right. Nice plan. That worked out pretty good. So it's just George versus the lizard now. Unfortunately, George gets his ass kicked pretty goddamn good. This lizard's a tough fucking... Big. It's too big.
Like, the first time I see it, I was like, is this an asset mistake? Did I encounter the first mistake with the CGI and they just accidentally made it too big? Nope, it's this big on purpose, but you're just like, this thing is way bigger than the other ones.
Right.
Like, it is a fucking alligator Godzilla... Borcupine.
Well, that's because when it was making its way over here, it just opened its mouth and swallowed everything as it was coming.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So it probably got a lot more food.
Yeah. Or more of the mutagen, because it ate the entire capsule rather than just spray the face a little bit.
And it ate a lot of stuff on the way over.
Right, true. So yeah, George is getting his ass kicked. He gets thrown against a building, which sends a spike through his chest. Oh no, George!
Oh, when this happened, I was like,
Jackie cried out in the theater.
I know, and you're supposed to be like, oh my God, he's been killed. But you're like, that plane crash was worse than this.
Yeah, right.
If we were paying attention earlier, this fucker survived one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Yeah. So eventually, The Rock is trying to get the lizard away from George because the lizard's going to kill George.
The lizard's too big. It can't be fought.
And so he gets in a chopper and starts shooting at it and blowing it in the face. He launches all the missiles. They don't make a dent. The lizard is still there. It chomps the chopper. Rock gets out. He's trapped against a building. And, like, the teeth are right in his face. And then George comes flying out of nowhere with the spike and stabs it through the eyeball and into the brain.
Yep. Dead.
Dead lizard. But then George collapses and he's dead. No! He was faking it because he's funny.
But he's funny. It's gorilla jokes.
Yep.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. It's like, did you just open your eye? I saw you open your eye.
And then they make some sex jokes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does the finger in the hole thing, which I thought was hilarious. Gonna
pork that lady.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan shows up to congratulate everybody and tell one more cowboy joke that isn't funny. And I thought we were going to run the cowboy thing a lot more because of how thick he laid it on. He laid it on thick. So, but I wrote this one.
Okay.
For the end of the movie. Uh-huh. Well, just like my pappy always said, once you see a giant gorilla stab a porcupine Godzilla boar through the eye and kill it, why? You won't be able to jack off to normal porn on the internet anymore.
They say that in the movie.
I believe his real line was, like my granddaddy always used to say, we assholes got to stick together. And then I turned to Justin at this point in the movie, put my thumb, made two fists and put my hands together like buttholes, two buttholes touching.
Stuck together.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a very visual thing for me.
Yeah, because you're four. The Moab gets called off, by the way. Chicago's fine. The people come out. They've all got black on their face, and the little kid says, look, they look all the same. No, that's a different movie. And then we go on to the sequel.
Yeah, they're like, call off, abort the mission. And they're like, where are you, stealth bomber? We're still on the t-shirt. Call off the attack. Roger that.
No problem.
No problem. You want to hear Rock Me Like a Hurricane? No. All right. In the pipe. 555.
That's 555.
Whatever.
Fucking idiot. All right. So on to Rampage 2. Maybe.
Probably not.
I'd watch it. That ape was pretty funny.
Gorilla. Go. Question people.
We only have the one, but I want to ask mine after the big question.
Okay, all right. I've got a few. Maybe we'll ask the same things.
That's why I know that one of them was going to be like, is this the best video game movie?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay. Mine's for after that.
Favorite monster out of the three? The design, not necessarily what happens to them, just like what they look like in the movie and the stuff that they can do. Jackie, I want to go with her first.
Based on ability, I'm going to pick the wolf.
Yeah.
He can fly, and he's got sweet porcupine things that he can just throw at other people. So it's kind of like he's got a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam?
I actually hated the wolf.
Really?
I didn't like the wolf at all. But it was necessary. I liked George because, goddamn, if that wasn't a really well-designed creature.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks great. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the Crocagator boar was just a little too much for me.
I thought that was over the top. I'm going to go with Jackie. I like the wolf the best. I thought his face looked fucking monstrous.
It's a howling face. Yeah. He has the wolf face from the howling.
He looks like a fucking werewolf. He should look like a werewolf.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool. I like the wolf the most. So let's do this big one. Is it the greatest video game movie of all time? Because currently sitting at a 55% on Rotten Tomato, it is the most praised by critics of all time.
What's number two?
I would probably assume Tomb Raider because it was like a 48.
Okay. Now, we had said that Mortal Kombat was sort of our consensus.
I really like Mortal Kombat. It stinks. But is it a lot of fun.
Just lambasted Larry Kasanoff, the producer of said Mortal Kombat series, last week for his bullshit.
Yeah, but
movie.
He didn't do the first one.
He did.
Oh, shit. Man, that guy fell apart.
Oh, he's all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
all
right.
he doesn't do bad. He does fine with whatever they give him. They give him some shit with Food Fight. I kind of like DOA better than Mortal Kombat, but it didn't go to theaters, and it wasn't like nobody's seen it, and it's just a copy of Mortal Kombat.
Sure.
I think this is better than Mortal Kombat. I think Mortal Kombat's better than Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah, well that's not a fucking surprise. But so is it the best? And I don't mean just entertaining. I thought it was very entertaining, but I also thought that there was some decent writing in it. Not great. It has some problems.
It's got. I think ultimately it's a shitball, but it's one of the most polished turds I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and it's better than Mortal Kombat.
And I give it a little bit more credit because honestly, it's based off of Rampage. I mean, sure. You're like, what are you going to do with Rampage, right? That's why we, oh, that's going to be stupid. And really, it's not as stupid as it should be. It's actually, you know, on the stupid, not stupid level, it's probably out of 5, honestly.
I think it's worse. I just think that from the point that the last polish on the script happens to the director doing a good job and Weta doing a good job, that like, the polish on the turd is so shiny that you don't really see it, but I think that at its core, it's pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, I think it's medium dumb. Jackie, you got any inputs there?
Well, I was listening to you guys debate, but I'm going to say that I liked this one the best.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because...
I don't know if I do, but I'll go ahead.
And maybe it's just because, like I was saying, because George has such a similar personality... like for things that are funny that I do.
Yeah.
And so I can relate to George.
He's got a sick sense of humor.
So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I enjoy Mortal Kombat more because it's really stupid and hammy and Lambert doing his thing. But I think that this overall is probably the most competent of all video game movies. So I think it is the best.
I think it's the best video game movie that's been made.
But it's not saying a whole lot.
Not saying a whole lot. Sorry, Larry, you just got knocked off the last perch you had.
Yeah. Now, I've got one more question. Unless
this will be an immediate follow-up.
Okay, all right. Go
ahead. Is it the best video game movie? Because it ultimately is fucking waving. It's Universal that has the monsters, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just... waved a huge middle finger to Universal, probably canceled all their plans.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, we're not going to be able to do it as good as this.
Sure.
How do you like this versus the King Kong movies?
Which one?
Any of them. Is there one King Kong movie that you like better than this?
Oh, yeah. That 70s Jessica Lange movie. Yeah.
Okay, that one's all right.
I mean, take Jessica Lange out of it and you got a different ball game, but... I don't hate the Peter Jackson King Kong. It's really long, but so is the original King Kong. There's a lot of material that you got to get to, and you have to establish giant gorilla love romance with an American actress, and you have to make that seem realistic. So you got to cover some ground there and make that not such a stretch. So I understand. I forgive the time limit on that. Kong Island was about as blah as a film as you can get, just it's typical blockbuster bullshit.
Yeah.
So I put it over probably 90% of the King Kong movies.
I think I'm there too, but at the same time, I fucking hate a King Kong movie. I don't like them. I don't like King Kong movies.
I do not put this over one single Godzilla movie.
Not one of them.
Except for that Matthew Broderick piece of shit.
Okay,
and then
that
one that we made, the other one that we made with fucking...
84
pelvis thruster Quicksilver douchebag, whatever that guy's name is, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, that was awful too.
It's awful.
Is it better than 84? I think
it's close.
I think I hate 84, so I'm gonna say it's better than 84.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just sitting here going, I have no idea. My brain is just completely blah, because I don't think I've seen as many of the Godzillas as you guys have, and so I'm going to say that I liked this one better.
What about Gamera?
Gamera. Just the Mothra, single Mothra movies that are nearly impossible.
Oh, dude. Mothra is so much better than Gamera. The flying fucking space turtle.
I like the turtle better.
Oh, I love Gamera, but man, is he silly.
I like the singing ladies or whatever, but it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, okay.
It's a moth.
So, final question. Is this going to be SMAPFA material?
I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either.
When it's too high, it's 55.
Right, but we can still always add
I wouldn't
outliers.
Nominate this.
I don't think I'm going to either.
I wouldn't nominate it either. I thought it was a decent movie.
Yeah.
I was fully entertained.
It's a
The monsters
serious...
looked pretty good, and there were the jokes were well-timed, and I liked it. I really did, and I just wouldn't consider it to be part of that SMAFA award.
Yeah, if you're looking at it at face value... Which, at face value, it is a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
You go be entertained for 2 hours. It does that exactly. You don't have to think about it too much. Just go and enjoy and have a good time. So, yeah, it's not SMAFA for me either. Would we do Jake Lacy for Best Bad Actor? Because he's hamming it up pretty hard.
He's doing too good.
He's doing too good at being Don Jr.
He's
so.
Doing too good.
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Final recommendations. I give it a do.
Do.
I gave it a do, too, but, like, I really didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it is entertaining, but I found myself swimming through the Babel dialogue at points. I thought that they had, like, extended periods of people moving their mouths and nothing coming out.
I thought the entire time a heavy hand of scissors could get it from a 6 to a 7. Right now it's a 6 for me, which is a do. It's a good popcorn movie, and I think that makes it a recommend. But a good pair of scissors could have got it to a 7 stars for me.
But it also would have been 53 minutes long.
Yeah, true. Let's go to some other streaming do's and don'ts. Or not streaming. First, starting up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
On Amazon Prime from last year, a not SMAFA contender, Baywatch. Jackie, let's start with you.
Oh, yeah. This movie was totally like fifth grade boy humor.
Mm-hmm. Very, very sophomoric.
Yes. And, you know, both Zac Efron and The Rock, they're both really, really fit gentlemen, right?
Yeah, super strong dudes.
But they're different. Like, one's a bodybuilder, and then I would kind of consider Zac Efron to be more of a CrossFit kind of.
Sure, yeah.
A kind of shape.
Like thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not real. Not he's bulky. Muscular, but he doesn't have the bodybuilder
right.
he's body not like The Rock. Yeah.
He's also not 6'5".
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah. And it made for a great movie.
You're getting everything else besides those two with their shirts on, totally forgot about it. But that happening was...
Well, I remember the emergency that happened where they had to save the guy from the lawn chair.
Yeah.
I remembered that. But the rest of it, I did not care for. And I thought that Pamela Anderson...
She stops by. Yeah.
She stops by in
the
this movie.
The original CJ.
And... Oh,
it's horrifying.
I just... Oh, God. Just stop, honey. Just stop.
Wait. You're still talking about Baywatch, right? Not the rat from Rampage.
The rat from the...
Yeah, because I thought that was like a promo for the Rampage coming up was the rat character played by Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a white suit on it.
She looks awful.
Yeah, they make this like it's super, super slow. It'd be a slow-mo joke.
Right.
Because of the Baywatch all the way through. Yeah. When Pam Anderson shows up, it's super, super slow motion.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the reason that she's in super, super slow motion is that they have enough time to escape before she pops and collagen gets all over everything.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, I agree with you. She looked so plumped and filled. It was just like...
It was like, that turkey's done.
Wow. Yep. The Hoff stops by as well a couple times.
He looks like the
He's
Hoff.
He's still looking like the Hoff, of course. I do want to comment on one thing. If Jackie gets to comment on Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Zac Efron, the new CJ is a Mega Fox.
Which
CJ's
one is
the
that?
One of the brown hair.
She's
one.
The blonde.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She was good looking.
Dude, where is that woman not in every pretty lady movie ever? Because good God.
I have two critiques of the film that were the main reason. The main reason I didn't like it is because all the jokes fell flat. But
yeah.
With, I think that they needed to take a page from Wynorski. No, don't get him out or whatever.
Sure.
But Jim realizes that they're all hot, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things is the brown-haired girl from the Percy Jackson movies, now that she's an adult.
Alexandra Daddario?
I don't know.
The big boob one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like, the movie's saying this blonde gal's the hot one, mm-hmm. and then they're trying to hide these other boobs from you because they're bigger.
Right.
It was like, they're all hot. They're all the hot ones, stupid.
Sure.
Stupid. They can all be hot. In Baywatch the show, they were all the hot one.
Right.
Yasmin Bleeth, hot.
Yep.
They were all hot.
Yep.
Stupids.
Yeah. They're stupids. Lifeguards, dude. The chances of them being ugly and out of shape, probably not going to happen. Or at least you would hope not. The out of shape part, because if I'm drowning in the ocean, I don't want that guy trying to save me. Hold on. I haven't been out for a swim in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't real great on the grand scheme of things. I don't think it was SMAPFA material, even if it was. It just was not a movie that should be cared about in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I hope they do a sequel, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to. It didn't make any money.
Yeah.
I will start off with the do's and don'ts. I'm going to give it a don't.
Okay.
The reason is that in comedy, you're taught to fall back on the dick joke. This thing leaps headlong at 10 dick jokes that aren't funny as its foundation.
Yeah.
And we talked just not that long ago about Popstar, which was like, oh, you want to tell a dick joke? It waits a long time to tell a dick joke. Sure. And then it's like, this is a dick joke, stupids.
Yeah.
This was bad dick joke after bad dick joke after bad dick joke. Mm-hmm. And they had something there where it was like this self-aware thing where lifeguards shouldn't be solving crime that would have been funnier.
Right,
and they didn't do it well enough because they were trying to tell dick jokes that weren't funny.
Yeah. Yeah. One last comment that I want to make. I finally realized who Priyanka Chopra is.
Yeah. Priyanka Chopra.
Priyanka Chopra. She's the princess in Gunday.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's what we were telling you about. Like that, she got her own show called Langley and the whole thing.
Yeah. Man. How about that?
How about
Gunday.
That? Gunday.
Next up, we're going to do a follow-up to Rampage, not starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, starring Tiny Lady. God damn it. Now I'm blanking on her name. Lara Croft in Tomb Raider, the new one. What the fuck is her name?
No idea.
She's
Vikander.
Yeah, Alicia Vikander.
Alicia Vikander. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's about it. I don't want to talk about it. I would want my time back.
I'm just going to give it a do not.
Oh, it's a mega do not.
And leave it at that. I was so disappointed and unentertained.
Now, why were you disappointed? Because it's not like you're a fucking Lara Croft fan. But and I don't even think you saw the preview. You were like, oh, Tomb Raider. Yeah, we'll watch that.
Well, because the very first Tomb Raider movies I ever saw had Angelina Jolie. She was rich, privileged. She had the money to travel the world and do these things.
Totally sucks.
And then we get this new Tomb Raider who's delivering fucking sandwiches. She won't sign over her dad's company. How does she get the money to go over there?
Uh-huh.
It's just, oh my God. It's just so like, no, no.
So you wanted...
And there's not enough action in it either. It's just too realistic. I want a Tomb Raider that is
silly,
bungeeing between
silly, dumb,
these...
and over the top.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for you, the masses spoke and said they don't want that because they stopped making that type of Tomb Raider game, and the highest selling Tomb Raider game of all time is the Alicia Vikander style of Tomb Raider. A young woman, educated, smart...
She's not educated.
Okay, Jackie, you can be smart and self-educated and still be educated. Either way, she's smart, she knows shit, and she gets the shit beat out of her. That's the thing about the video game, is that she gets the crap kicked out of her, and she still finds a way to end this situation. She's a tough piece of shit, is what she is. Whereas the Angelina Jolie is like, showboating. She's Dick Johnson penis guy of action chicks, and I fucking hate that shit. But go ahead, Sam.
I think one of the things that it's nice that we were able to sort of cover both of these in the same podcast and even talk about other video game films like Mortal Kombat, in that when you have a movie like Rampage, there's no story in Mortal Kombat, really. There's no story in Rampage.
People fight,
So you get area, you can kind of come up with something when you're making it into a movie that, sure, it was a bullshit story, it was stupid, it was paper thin, but it wasn't worse than a game that was praised for its story.
Right.
And that's a problem that Hollywood has always had consistently, is that there's this much money to make the movie, and we want to spend all the money in these ways. We don't want to spend any of that money on giving the guy that wrote the story, or guy or gal that wrote the story originally, royalty money,
right,
and credit,
right.
We want to spend it with our own people,
uh-huh.
But no one ever goes, you have to do better than a good story.
Yeah.
That's why Tomb Raider got made into a movie this most recent time, is because that video game resurrected itself through a wonderful story.
Yeah. Yeah, and a reimagination of the character where it wasn't silly and I'm the best. I fucking hate that Angelina Jolie bullshit where you take a brave stance by making that game. You are watching a 20-something year old woman get the fucking shit kicked out of her.
Yeah.
And without really even delving into the character and what she is and what she can do, and whether she can dual wield or not, fuck that shit. You sympathize with this character because you're watching them get the crap kicked out of them for 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
And by that point, like, obviously you're controlling the character, so you want to win either way, but now you've bridged a gap between wanting to win and wanting that character to win, which is huge, and they do not do that in fucking Tomb Raider at all. They almost kick the crap out of her, but they spend so much time on being like, hey, isn't she still cool like Angelina Jolie, that you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
They spent the first half of the movie showing us her circumstances.
Right.
Circumstances don't build a character.
No.
They're just circumstances. Right.
Adversity does. And like the game starts out with her already on the boat. She is on the boat on the way to this island to find her father. Not any of that crap at the beginning. None of it.
They spent probably 20 fucking million dollars on a bike race that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Nothing. And it doesn't even make her character look cool.
No.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Tomb Raider is garbage. And if we go by what you went by last week, where it was like, yeah, but did they spend $65 million? If we're going by your rules, Tomb Raider is the worst video game ever made because they spent a fuck ton of it and none of it got used wisely.
Sure. Well, I think that Street Fighter would still fucking make it up there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
They spent a lot of money.
On Street Fighter, and that is a turd pile. I love that turd pile because it's so bad.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it is. It's horrible. I really hated Tomb Raider.
I hated it. Boring, dumb crap. Ugh. Jackie, don't.
No, don't. Like don't, I said, don't, I didn't. Don't. I don't want to talk about it. Don't.
Next week is my pick. I am going with another new movie.
Oh,
yeah. We're gonna stick with the new movies here for just a little while. We're finally going to get to a real SMAPFA contender in the Hurricane Heist.
I forget about this because it was so outlandish that I was like, what? That's a thing?
Yeah, this is the front runner right now for best bad movie from everything I've heard. Okay. So let's get to it. So enjoy your week, guys. Get to the chopper.
Visit us at www.stinkermadness.com. Follow Stinker Madness on Twitter at Stinker Madness. Please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening, and get to the chopper.